This is Bob Wynn with The View from Here. Well, last week I spent some time in Central and Southern California. With apologies to my listeners here in Northern California, I've got to say, California is pretty much a mess. First off, gasoline prices. Unbelievable is what I saw. Immediately crossing the border into weed, tack on another dollar or so per gallon. And it only gets worse from there. A few times I paid $5 plus dollars a gallon, and when I happened to get a break, well, it was usually $4.75 to $4.95 a gallon. What a bargain. It's very expensive there because of the massive state gasoline tax. Now, I pondered where all that money is going as I bounced, swerved, and swore going down some pretty nasty roads. If all this money raised from the ridiculous gasoline prices is going to roads, well, I must have missed them all. Yet, even with gas at $5 plus a gallon, the roads were packed at rush hour every day. I'm not sure how they can afford it, but there they were. Then there's COVID-19. What are the rules? Well, who knows? I went into some locations where they actually had a security guard or officer standing at the door, making sure everyone had on their mask. If you didn't, well, out the door you went. In other areas of the state, I wandered into stores where nobody, not even the clerks working there, were wearing masks. And to top it all off, in Los Angeles County, along with San Francisco and Sacramento, you can't enter a restaurant, a venue, or any other gathering space without first showing your vaccination card. If you don't have one, you have to show a negative COVID test within the last 72 hours. I don't know, it seems to me like you could interact with a lot of people infected with COVID-19 in 72 hours, but hey, I'm not a medical professional. This might just give you a clue about how they're deciding some of these ludicrous restrictions. You know, that dartboard and Ouija board come to mind. Then there's the politics. Everything was either about race, LGBTQ, etc., or illegals. Undocumented aliens. Several cities and counties were advancing bills to basically thumb their nose at the federal government about any effort to stop the flow of undocumented aliens. Most news outlets put a racial spin on most every story, and believe me, none of them were geared toward making me, a white male, feel very good. Then there's LGBTQXYZ. Frankly, I don't care what anyone's sexual preference is, but I can say I'm damn tired of hearing about them. Perhaps there's some light at the end of the tunnel, though. Look at the election in Virginia and the razor-thin margin the Democrats won by in New Jersey. Just perhaps the people of California will wake up to the policies that have Californians leaving their state in droves, hopefully not on the roads I drove on. This is Bob Wynn, and that's The View from Here.